Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We are back. 12 after the hour. Happy anniversary, baby. It's good to be with you. It's good to continue to be with you. It's good to continue to celebrate our 10th year on the radio as a small business advocate. And we love it doing it. And as I've been warning you, I warned you last week, and I've been warning you all this week, we're going to continue to be kind of obnoxious about this. We're excited about being 10 years old. We're excited about having a 10th anniversary and moving into our 11th year. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, will be my 11th consecutive live broadcast on Thanksgiving Day. I do all the holidays just like you do, just like you go in, even if your business is not open on the holiday, you probably go in that day, just check things out and make sure everything's okay. Well, I'll be right here with you on Thanksgiving Day, and I'll be here, you know, on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, I'll be right here. So, as I always am, if you're making payroll, I'm going to be right here helping you out. Somebody else who knows all about that is our good friend Brian Moran. I think he's a new friend to you, and some of you may know a little bit about him. Brian is the president of Moran Media Group, and he's got an outstanding young publishing company doing a lot of great things, and especially he's got a big event coming up tomorrow where I'm going to be, and I wanted him to join us and talk to us a little bit about that. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. And before we get started, I want to say happy 10th anniversary to you.
Thank you.
I think it's fantastic what you do. I'm a regular listener, and it's a privilege for me to be on with you.
Well, it's good to have you here. It's a privilege to have you here. I've enjoyed you and our friendship growing over the last year or so, and I've enjoyed watching your business grow and seeing what you've been able to do to carve out really a specialty kind of publishing niche in a really competitive market.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. Actually, I've been doing it for about 18 years, but I've only had my company for 5 years.
Right.
And I got some very good advice early on in my company, and that was, you know, find some segments of the small business market that I think are being underserved, and
right.
and you know, go reach out to them. I love magazines, so I think I'll always be doing them, and so that's what I did. We created a couple of magazines for inner city entrepreneurs, and then for people who are interested in government procurement programs. So with Urban Success and Winning Bids. So that's been fun.
What would be your advice? Someone's listening out there who is where you were 5 years ago, Brian. I know you worked for a number of companies, mm-hmm. Inc. Magazine, and I'm not sure who else, but
Entrepreneur.
That's right. Entrepreneur, and
I was part of the big three, I think.
Exactly. And so, what would you not necessarily from a publishing standpoint, but from a standpoint of just getting a business started, mm-hmm. from your background over the last 5 years, someone is out there listening who's where you were 5 years ago, wanting to follow their dream, hitch their wagon to their own star. What advice would you give them right now?
Three words: goal, plan, focus. If you are a student of history, you'll realize that most businesses fail because you know that saying: if you fail to plan, then plan to fail.
Right.
And you know, if you look at the successful small businesses, what they did was they started with a great business plan. You know, it's not enough just to have a good idea and you see the void in the marketplace. It's, you know, how are you going to fill that void? And, you know, one of the first letters I ever wrote in a magazine that I published was, you know, my revenue numbers were too high and my expenses were too low. and the only thing that saved me, the only thing that had saved me was the fact that I had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always use the analogy of imagine taking a road trip. You know, where you want to go, that's your strategic goal. I want to go from New York to Chicago. Your operational plan is how you plan to get there. Are you going to drive? Are you going to fly? Are you going to take the train? And the more detailed your plan, the better chances you have of avoiding potholes or detours, and you build those into your plans because it doesn't always go the way you think it's going to go, and you have to prepare yourself for that. And the third most important thing is focus. Another great saying is the only reason for failure is broken focus. You have to remember, if you put together a plan in January, that by the time you're done in December with that plan, it's probably going to look nothing like what it did when you started.
Exactly.
So you've got to be able to focus because there are going to be a lot of wild goose chases out there. Most new business owners, they're excited, they're passionate, and people feed off of that, and they want you to be passionate mm-hmm. about what they're doing. So you get a lot of wild goose chases. So on your way to Chicago, someone's going to say, hey,
let's go to Florida.
Yeah, right. Or hey, let's go to Canada. And you think, wow, they really make it sound exciting. I'm going to go that way. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, that's cost you your resources, that's cost you money, that's cost you time. And as a new business, you just don't have the luxury of making those mistakes. You might be able to make one. You're definitely not going to be able to make two.
One of the things that I think happens is people starting a business, they look at the big companies and they see how they're doing it. They see how they're going after the world. They're going literally after everybody whose heart's beating out there.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that in order for their little company to be successful, not only are they not going to get all those heartbeats, they don't need all those heartbeats. They couldn't serve all those heartbeats if they all came to their store. They only need a few of those guys.
Right.
And so that's the reason why you can focus on what you're really good at if you can become really good at finding the people who want what you're focusing on.
Absolutely. And I think that...
And then charge those people for what you're delivering. Charge them enough to make a living.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to. I hear a lot of new business owners say, oh, no one's going to want to buy my product or service. And they just, they lack the confidence. They know that there's a...
Hold on, bro. I've got to take a quick break. Henry Ford said, if you think you can or if you think you can't, either way, you're right. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Brian Moran is our guest. He and I will be right back. Don't go away.
I'm so happy.
Can't believe it's 10 years and the FCC hasn't gotten around to shutting you guys down.
Welcome back. Everybody's a comedian these days, huh? 100,000 comedians out of work, and I got my brain trust members. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling at the end of our 10th year, about to go into our 11th year as a Small Business Advocate, and we're excited about it. We're especially excited about making new friends like our good friend Brian Moran, introducing him to you and let him be your new friend. Brian, as you know, is the president of Moran Media Group. Brian, tell us about your event that's coming up tomorrow.
Well, it's the Small Business Leadership Summit in New York City. And what I'm really excited about is when I started my company 5 years ago, I had already been in publishing magazines for small business owners, and I met a lot of great people along the way. And 5 years ago when I started my company, I knew I wanted to go just beyond magazines. I wanted to do online, and I wanted to have conferences. But along the way, I'd meet people like you and Andrew Sherman and Karen Kerrigan, who I know have done your show.
They're all Brain Trust membership.
Oh yeah, and you know, phenomenal people, passionate advocates for small business. And I'd realize, I would say to them, oh, you need to meet these three other people who are doing the same thing that you're doing, but they're doing it in a different part of the country, or they're doing it for a different segment of small business. And, you know, when we were at the ASBDC conference, I think that, you know, we had met a couple of people there that we hadn't met before. So one of the two reasons that I put together the summit was for networking opportunities. You know, I see small businesses kind of one big swimming pool. We're all in the same pool together. We just haven't met each other. And what I want to do is I want to bring all of the passionate advocates for small business together and see what we can really do.
It's exciting to me to see how much small business is on the radar screen today. You know, Brian, when I started doing this 10 years ago, small business was actually an afterthought for most people. Especially for the larger companies, for the media, especially the media. And in fact, for the mainstream media, small business is still an afterthought, but in a lot of ways. But it's exciting to me to see people recognizing the significant contribution that small business is making to the United States and really to the world.
Well, you know, it is, you know, that old adage that they're the engine that drives our economy. And that's the other reason for the summit. It's education. You know, you hear a lot of talk about what the coming months and, you know, the next 12 to 18 months are going to bring, you know, to our economy and with the upcoming elections. What does it all mean for small business owners? We've made great strides as a market in terms of incorporating technology to help start, manage, and grow our businesses. They've done a fantastic job of entering the world's markets to sell their products and services. But this is really the first big test in the last 10 years for small business now. You know, credit crunch and some tougher taxes that look like they might be passed. What is it going to mean for small business owners who are trying to start and grow their businesses? And I think this summit, with all of the passionate advocates coming together, I think it's imperative that we walk out of there with some sort of game plan for what we plan to tell small business owners to do over the next year, year and a half. What they
obviously, my audience is not really going to be in a position to attend this thing. By the way, folks, go to smallbusinessedge.com. That's the website where they can find out more about this, can't they, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Smallbusinessedge.com.
Correct.
And are you going to be a video or recording this event?
We're going to record the event for people, and it's also going to be part of, you know, we're completely redesigning Small Business Edge, which we're very excited about, based on a lot of the feedback that we got from business owners, what they were looking for in a website. So what you're going to see starting on Thursday, which is the relaunch, is a direct result from the input of business owners. But we'll have a lot of that content on the website as well.
So people will be able to go there afterwards and hear some of the things that went on during the day.
Yes.
So, folks, I'll be continuing to tell you about that. And one of the things I'll be doing tomorrow is moderating a panel with some pretty high-powered people. Don Wilson with the Association of Small Business Development Centers, Reva Lazansky, executive editor of Entrepreneur Magazine, and our good friend Karen Kerrigan, president of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. I'm looking forward to that panel. It'll be a lot of fun, Brian. Brian, I got about a minute. Give us your life. In that time we have left, talk to my audience about what you see for small business coming down the road.
I see a bumpy road, but I see opportunities. You know, if you put together a solid plan of what the next 2 years could look like for your small business, you know, for your particular small business, understand what's going to happen in the marketplace. You know, the ups and downs of it. If you can prepare properly for that, you'll be able to grow your business in tough times. Everybody's going to get into that hunker down mentality, and so barriers to entry will drop. You know your competitors are going to go into hibernation.
It's not going to be worse than what we saw in 01 and 02 and 03, folks.
No, it won't.
But it may be a little bumpy. Hey, Brian, thank you for being here. Good job today. I'm going to have dinner with you tonight. I'm looking forward to that. I'll see you then.
Absolutely. Take care.
Brian Moran, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Quick break, right back with Gary Moore. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Searching for something to say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.